Joining us is J.J. Hansen, who's the president of Patients Rights Funds. But first, if you missed the show yesterday, we want you to hear this.
Recently, I had two different patients, and both needed life-saving procedures. When requesting a transfer to a center in their home states, one's in California, one's in Oregon, the insurance medical directors I spoke with said they would not cover the life-saving procedure that we'd requested. But hey, by the way, have you considered assisted suicide?
That was Dr. Brian Callister from Reno, Nevada, and that is a piece that we're going to talk about right now with J.J. Hansen, again, president of the Patients' Rights Fund. J.J., welcome to the show. Good morning.
Thank you very much. Really appreciate you having us on.
Now, you are as of right now, a cancer survivor. You were diagnosed with a glioblastoma. For people who don't know, that is a brain tumor that is a very deadly brain tumor. And you somehow beat the odds. Very few people. I have a friend who actually died from glioblastoma. So it's very interesting for me to be able to speak with you. And congratulations to you for that incredible feat. You were given 4 months to live, right?
Correct. I was originally given 4 months to live. That was in 2014.
Wow.
Fortunately, we went against that. We went out and got a second opinion. We got a third opinion. I had surgery. The surgery was fairly successful. Went through the standard care for it. And today I'm still continuing to fight. I actually came back a second time about 6 months ago and went through a second surgery, and again had to come through and fight it again, and went through the same recovery processes, which were fairly difficult. So a lot of challenges, but thankfully I'm here.
But yeah. Since your diagnosis, JJ, you know, in this country, we're increasingly seeing this growth of what people are calling the right to die, or death with dignity, in states and localities around the country. Washington, D.C. recently passed this in February, assisted suicide law. What have you made of all that? And certainly, you know, it got its start in part because of a woman by the name of Brittany Maynard, who had the same exact condition that you did, same cancer, and she wanted to, she pursued the right to die. She wanted assisted suicide. What have you made of that movement?
Well, you know, I have a lot of concerns with it, and that's what ultimately brought me into this particular issue. If you would have asked me 5 years ago if this is a particular issue that I would have gotten into personally, professionally, I would have said no. You know, like the average American, I probably would have said, well, you know, it's up for someone else to decide. But as a patient, I looked at it from a different perspective. I said, how is this going to impact myself? How is it going to impact other patients who are facing situations that could end their own lives? And what I learned, and I learned this very quickly, specifically from that story of Brittany Maynard, was that this could be a challenge because doctors are not always correct. As I just told you, I was originally given a diagnosis of 4 months left to live. In addition to that, two other doctors told me that they could not basically get me past the year in terms of my life expectancy. Now, as we can see, I'm out to 3 years right now, and I'm still going and doing quite well. We can see clearly doctors aren't accurate. And just received a current update from Dr. Callister, who told me this actually just the other day. I'd not heard this one before, and it's really more concerning than even the statistics that I heard previously, is that up to 50% doctors will be incorrect in these type of situations. So if you are a particular patient and you're going and all of a sudden you receive a diagnosis that you're terminal and you only have 4 months left to live, like me, they said, go home and enjoy the time you have left. Many people will not go out and try and find a second opinion, a third opinion. And the problem with assisted suicide is that it just entices patients to not go forward and try and find a second opinion or a third opinion, finding a way to fight the disease, to go out there and get other thoughts from different doctors.
JJ,
and that creates the problem.
JJ, what got us pretty intrigued by this, assisted suicide, of course, hotly contested issue, but what got us interested, especially in talking to you, was this claim that insurance companies have actually been suggesting that to doctors, I guess, that a better way to go would be assisted suicide because it's a cheaper procedure. That sounds like an outrageous claim. Do you know the names of the insurance companies, first of all, that were behind this? And is this really happening?
Absolutely, we believe it's directly happening. To get it from a doctor who does this every day as a professional and has a amazing track record to come forward and say, yes, this is actually happening. Dr. Callister coming out with that, to me, says, yes, this is something that we should be looking into. It should be something that the states that have legalized this should be researching to say, is this a motivation from insurance companies to be pushing patients towards choosing this route of assisted suicide? Not only have we seen this in the past, we saw it in the mid-2000s. Two patients came forward. They actually had it in writing and said that their insurance companies basically told them that they would not be providing them general care, but they would be providing them assisted suicide as an alternative. They had it in writing.
All right, JJ, would you mind? I'd love to hold you over and talk to you a little bit more here, if you don't mind. We'll be right back.
It is 6:48 on WMAL. Right, we are speaking to JJ Hansen. He is the president of the Patients' Rights Fund. He is a cancer survivor, and he has teamed up with Dr. Brian Callister from Reno, Nevada, and they are making the claim that some in this video that was recently released, that some health insurance companies, in an effort to keep their costs down, are offering assisted suicide as a viable option instead of life prolonging treatment. JJ, thanks for hanging on with us. We appreciate it. I want to get back to where we left it with Vince talking to you about these insurance companies. Is your group ready to release the names of these insurance companies?
Well, that comes back to the doctor himself. And we looked into this with attorneys, and legally we are not allowed to release the personal names. Personally, I don't know the names. The doctor will not share them, nor should he. Unless those particular patients release them themselves.
Yeah.
Of the insurance companies. Okay.
Ultimately, it'd be very helpful, I think, for the average American consumer to get those names. Because this, to me, is a stunning story. And, JJ, I'm really glad that you've brought it to us. What's the next step for your group? Is it just to keep getting awareness for this issue?
Absolutely. We have to tell these stories as much as possible. And they're going to keep coming. And from our perspective, that's not going to be the problem, is getting the stories. The problem is helping those patients as they're going through these difficult times. The stories are going to continue to come, because this is what insurance companies are going to do. They're profit-driven systems. That's the way they're structured. So to save money, if they have an option to choose between providing a patient $100,000 or giving them $3,000 to provide them assisted suicide.
Yeah.
Which way are they going to go? They're
going
to continue to come up, and that's what our role is to get these stories out to the public.
These are great questions. They say a lot about how a society values life. JJ, thank you so much for joining us.